Unit 6. Exercise 2.
Felix, Joe, Arvid, thanks for being here. I've got a few questions for you that have to do with communication.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, fine.
Great. Here's the first question. What's your favourite medium of communication? Is it your phone, text messages, emails, or something else? Felix, you first.
I prefer texting.
Why?
Because it makes you think differently. I like trying to express things in fewer words. Texting pushes you to do that.
Joe, what about you?
I first wanted to say face-to-face because it's the most direct and real. But actually, I'm not sure.
Why not?
You don't always find the right way to say and react to things when you're face-to-face. But a text or an email lets you formulate your thoughts and react better. So, I'll say email.
Interesting. Arvid, what do you think?
My favourite medium is a bit different. I prefer voice messaging.
Voice messaging? Why?
I'd rather talk than type. And a voice message challenges you to be clear and well-spoken. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, second question. Do you think digital devices help us communicate better? What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if I didn't have my smartphone, I wouldn't be in touch with my friends as much. It is so much easier now to quickly write a text to someone.
But of course, communicating more doesn't always mean communicating better, right?
Well, yeah, sure.
What would you say, Arvid? Are you a better communicator now?
I've never thought about it, but my laptop has probably brought me closer to my cousins and granddad. So the laptop has helped me, definitely.
That's good, Arvid. Felix, give us your thoughts.
My mum often doesn't understand me when I text her. She says I'm different when I'm texting or phoning. I agree with her. Our face-to-face contact is better.